This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, ala rasulillah. My name is Zora Sawari, and I want to share a story with you guys that I found quite amazing and one for all of us to be able to reflect on and just to think about, and also for us to slow down sometimes and think before we act. It's called The Farmer's Daughter. Many years ago, in a small Indian village, a farmer, Ibrahim, had the misfortune of owing a large sum of money to a village moneylender. The moneylender, who was also old and ugly, fancied the farmer's beautiful daughter, Fatima. So he proposed a bargain. He said he would forego the farmer Ibrahim's debt if he could marry his daughter, Fatima. Both the farmer and his daughter were horrified by the proposal. So the cunning moneylender suggested that they let destiny, fate, decide the matter. He told them that he would put a black pebble and a white pebble into an empty bag. The girl then would have to pick one pebble from the bag, and if she picked the black pebble, she would become his wife and her father's debt would be forgiven. And if she picked the white pebble, she need not marry him and her father's debt would still be forgiven. But if she refused to pick a pebble, her father would be thrown into jail. They were standing on a pebble-strewn path in the farmer's field. As they talked, the moneylender bent over to pick up two pebbles. As he picked them up, the sharp-eyed, pious young girl Fatima noticed that he had picked up two black pebbles and put them into the bag. He then asked Fatima, the girl, to pick a pebble from the bag. Now imagine that you were standing in the field. What would you have done if you were Fatima? If you had to advise her, what would you have told her? Carefully analyze. And I want you to think about these three possibilities. Number one, Fatima should refuse to take a pebble. Number two, Fatima should show that there were two black pebbles in the bag and expose the moneylender as a cheat. Or number three, Fatima should pick a black pebble and sacrifice herself in order to save her father Ibrahim from his debt and imprisonment. Now take a moment to ponder over the story. The above story is used with a hope that it will make us appreciate the difference between lateral and logical thinking, a way of solving problems by unconventional or apparently illogical means rather than by a traditional logical approach. The girl's dilemma cannot be solved with traditional logical thinking. Think of the consequences if she chooses the above logical answers. What would you recommend for Fatima to do? Well, here is what she did. Being a pious person, she put her trust in Allah Azawajal and she said, Bismillah, I begin in the name of Allah. She then put her hand into the money bag and drew out a pebble. Without looking at it, she fumbled and let it fall into the pebble-strewn path where it immediately became lost among all the other pebbles. Oh, how clumsy of me, Fatima said. But never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you'll be able to tell which pebble I picked. Since the remaining pebble is black, it must be assumed that she had picked the white one. And since the moneylender dared not to admit his dishonesty, the girl changed, with Allah's help, what seemed to be an impossible situation into an extremely advantageous one. What is the moral of the story here? Most complex problems do have a solution, mashallah, tabarakallah. It is only that we don't attempt to think and trust in Allah. And Allah Azawajal says in Surah Talaq, ayah number 3, and when someone puts his trust in Allah, he will be enough for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you put your trust completely in Allah, he will arrange for your sustenance in the same way as he provides for the birds. They go out in the morning with their stomachs empty and return filled in the evening. So trust in Allah alone. Calamities and disasters are a test, and they're a sign of Allah's love for a person. They're like a medicine. Even though it is bitter, yet in spite of its bitterness, you still give it to the one whom you love. The greater reward comes with the greatest trials. When Allah loves a person, He'll test them. Whoever accepts that wins His pleasure, but whoever is discontent with that earns His wrath. And this is a hadith in Sahih, in the book of Tirmidhi. Allah also says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 216, He says, and it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, A calamity that makes you turn to Allah is better for you than a blessing which makes you forget the remembrance of Allah. SubhanAllah, this is such beautiful advice, my dear sisters and brothers. We all face trials and tribulations, but the next time we're going through something which we can't get our head around, we need to remember, for Allah, it's nothing. And all we have to say, Allah has to say is be, and it is. Allahu Akbar. Which means let's put our trust in Allah and move forward having hope and faith and knowing that inshallah He'll get us through it. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.